Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4049. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my cock. You are the Men's Room. On tap today is a Super Bowl inspired Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, Men's Room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink it and drive.
All right, here we go. A passenger decides to open the plane door and jump down the evacuation slide. Meanwhile, a customer gets into a fight at the drive-thru. Then a Wendy's employee steals his ride. Police are looking for a missing woman in her home, and they take advantage of her Netflix account. An artist receives a box of what looks to be full of man kraut. And a priest gets mad his ex moved on, so he starts slashing tires. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, as you know, the Super Bowl is going down on Sunday in Vegas. And, well, as far as going to the Super Bowl, any Super Bowl, if you're a normal person, it's a very expensive endeavor. This year's Super Bowl is no exception, and right now holds the record for being the most expensive so far. As of Wednesday, the average price was $8,600. That's the average price. It should be noted that's down from last week. However, if you tool around Ticketmaster, you can spend as much as $45,000. Whatever the case, if you have the opportunity to go, just do it. And on that note, it was just announced that Seattle will be one of the host cities for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And we're sure the tickets for that will be overpriced as well. But that's how it goes. But look, the games, they're going to be in your backyard. Hell, just last month, our fair city hosted the NHL Winter Classic. Last July, we hosted Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. And for most people, these are once-in-a-lifetime experiences. But it's not all tied to sports. I mean, some people plan trips to see the Northern Lights, or visit all seven continents, swim with the sharks, go on safari, attend the Olympics, see Stonehenge, or go skydiving. And for some people, just seeing your favorite band or artist, that's the once-in-a-lifetime thing. So sure, there's plenty of really cool experiences that we'd like to have, but today isn't about your wish list. Oh, no, no. Today, we want to talk about those boxes that you've already checked. Whether you went to Rio for Carnival, Spain for the Running of the Bulls, or saw your favorite band on a particularly good night. But today on this Positive Friday, we want to know, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Hold the chalice, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4049. What a large and in charge program we have for you today on this oh-so-positive Friday, guaranteed future repeat.
Positive, positive.
The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Ted, you got one in the win column last week, but man, oh man, what a late night we had last night. Coming up with some tongue twisters for you for today. And we came up with some absolute beauties. Almost
okay.
Impossible.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Almost
right.
Impossible.
Sounds
like,
good.
Like this is going to be a 3 week in a rower.
You can feel it, man.
You're going to fail twice. Maybe that third try, you got a chance. Lo and behold, we got a listener named Zach.
Oh, come on.
And he sent us a Ted versus the FCC. Mm-hmm. And it has to deal with a FUD pucker.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys are, and how much they could puck if a FUD pucker could puck FUD, you see.
I see. That's some genius stuff.
I don't know what the slip-up could be there, but that's the listener submit. And as we say, a listener always comes first. We're going to go with a listener submitted. Ted versus the FCC. What else do we have for you on this oh-so-positive Friday? We will drink and toast into the Super Bowl weekend. The shot, Dan.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And what we did was we took one of the most iconic bands from the San Francisco Bay Area and picked their worst song.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city.
What a terrible song.
No lies detected.
They're talking about San Francisco, the city by the bay.
Uh-huh.
Journey, Santana.
Faith
Grateful
No More.
Dead.
Metallica.
I mean, think of all the bands that came out of Sanford. Santana. You go on.
So we gave you the worst.
They built this city on rock and roll, so they wrote this piece of crap to celebrate.
Yeah, right.
Starship. And we built this city taking on KC and the Sunshine Band.
That's the way.
Not a lot of choices. There are a few bands from Kansas City. We're not going to say that they're bad bands. They're just maybe not the worst choices in the world.
We can think of, well, Puddle of Mud and Tech N9ne, and we were done.
Is Kansas from Kansas?
The band Kansas?
You know, I don't know.
You would think.
Well, KC and the Sunshine Band isn't from Kansas.
Not at all, but they have KC in the name.
Okay, just making sure.
Do you think KC Barbecue, do you think they make that in Kansas City? Barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Kraft?
Is KY Jelly made in Kentucky?
It is.
I actually have no idea.
Confirmed, the band Kansas formed in Topeka.
Oh,
Topeka.
But the problem is those are bangers. Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yeah, we can't play those.
Yeah.
Those are good choices. They're not bad choices.
What's the other one they had? Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind. That was huge. Hang on.
They have one more.
Crap. Hang on,
it'll
man.
Come to me. Either way, no. We're not
I was going
to
blurt it out
in
the middle of
the Kansas.
Show.
We're not playing Kansas.
We could have gone with Charlie Parker.
All right.
Okay.
Joe Walsh of the Eagles is from Kansas.
Did not know that.
But he's pretty good, see? Look, I like KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, could add Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, damn it, man.
Man. Well,
damn it.
We picked KC and the Sunshine Band, and that's the way they are representing Kansas City. Mm-hmm.
Rhythm and Spirit.
Bad Choice Friday.
Who else got?
Here's how you vote, by the way. Follow us on Twitter. If you follow us at Men's Room Live, pick either Starship or KC and the Sunshine Band. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Song for America.
Song for America?
Oh, yeah. That's not my favorite from Kansas.
Point of No Return.
Point of No Return. Fantastic song.
The man.
Why do we go to Michael McDonald? Because if we can't imitate the actual singer,
how long?
Why can't we just have a Michael McDonald thing?
We can.
We should.
We can do whatever we want. We just got to wait for Castle to go out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually have some Kansas in the system.
Man. Why not? Why wouldn't we? That's what I'm saying. It's a good choice. That's why we don't call it Good Choice Friday.
Yes. Nothing wrong with Kansas.
We can't play good tunes from Kansas. That's not why we're doing it. Yeah. We could have played better tunes from San Francisco. We could have played.
We could have.
But we did not. So, Starship and We Built This City, taking on Casey and the Sunshine Band, and that's the way.
Bro, I didn't know you liked this song so much.
Yeah, I know this too, man. Yeah. I can't believe I could not think of it off the top. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
And today,
Real Jayhawk.
Yes, I'm known for that.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK. Depending on the situation, depending on where you've been, what you've seen in your life, what you like to do as far as traveling, how you spend your money. A lot of people.
Money's the key. In theory, right, there's about, 50? Those would be the 58th Super Bowl.
Sure.
You could go to any one of them until you look at the cost. And then when you look at the cost, you say to yourself, if I go to a Super Bowl, at least based on this year, probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It is.
Right? It ain't happening again.
Look, you can go to Alaska and see the Aurora Borealis. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not as expensive as a Super Bowl ticket, but if you're up and you see it, that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
But you got to go there when it's cold. We went to Alaska once, but we're there when the sun was up until like 12:30.
But that's another thing. The summer solstice in Alaska.
That was pretty cool.
And you have 24 hours of daylight. That is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Tell me when the next time is that you're going to get 24 hours of straight daylight.
Right.
So all these things... You know, I mean, don't think of like, well, I doled out all this money. Look, if you did, and that was one of the greatest experiences of your life, then absolutely. I know, Ted, you got to see an F1 race last year in Vegas. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience based on the fact that unless you travel to Europe, unless you're, you know, in a situation where you can see that race again, that was the closest and most opportune time to get a chance to go and watch it live.
And it was the first one in Vegas.
Yeah, and that's
so, that literally is once-in-a-lifetime. But, I mean, I was lucky this year, too. Well, I'm counting the national championship as part of last year.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, that was pretty awesome. And the Formula One race was wild.
Well, that's what's cool about the FIFA World Cup. It's gonna be, yep. I don't know if I'll be able to afford to go, but if I'm ever going to go to a FIFA World Cup game, more than likely it'll be in 2026 because I don't have to fly anymore.
Not only that, but to see the United States play.
That would be ideal.
There's going to be six matches, but I think the U.S. is only playing in one of those. So that would be the most expensive.
I do believe we get the U.S. team for one of the six.
So I've seen a World Cup qualifier once at Lumen Field, which was pretty awesome.
Right.
But you're right. Seeing an actual World Cup match would be next level.
That's crazy.
Now most people don't think anything about the Pro Bowl or the NHL All-Star Weekend, but there was one in Toronto last weekend. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game was here in Seattle. I think as far as all the major sports are concerned, the Baseball All-Star Game seems to hold a little bit more of a higher standard.
Because it's actually competitive.
It is. And this past year, we got one in Seattle. If you were fortunate enough to go see a Major League All-Star Game, if you were fortunate enough to be able to ever get a ticket to the World Series, those are incredible moments. The closest thing that I can tell you I've come to an incredible baseball moment was I went to Cal Ripken Jr.'s last game at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Now, he was the Iron Man. He played every single day for...
I can't remember how many
Lou
games.
Gehrig,
he broke Lou Gehrig's record for most consecutive games.
And that game, it was very ceremonious. It was just a different experience. It was just a regular night game.
Right.
But it just
happened to be breaking the record.
Oh, you were
there
the night he sat down.
Yeah.
Huh. That is pretty cool.
No, it was. I mean, I'm not an Orioles fan either, but just to see that kind of streak and it being broken, that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. In my lifetime, no one will ever beat that or break that record.
Very unlikely.
And he broke it at 21-31. I think I was at 28 or 29.
So you're real close. But
I was very close. Yeah. And for obviously, most people aren't going to know this. Number one, it was 20 years ago. Number two was in Baltimore, but there's this warehouse behind right field. So the Oriole would go up there that season, and he would flip over that number as he got closer and closer.
Doing the countdown.
Yep. Right. So it was like one of those Wednesday day games, summertime. You're out of school. We went up there, and we were like, oh, man, we're this close to history.
Right. Yeah,
I've told you guys before, when we were 17 years old or 18 years old, I was working for a radio station. We had tickets to the Pittsburgh Pirate games. There was a matinee game that was maybe on a Wednesday or a Thursday. It is summertime. The tickets are not being used because it's like a 1 o'clock start. So me and my bunch of buddies went up there to the game. We would take advantage of those tickets all the time. Got there early enough where we were there for warmups. At that point in time, ushers were really not in position to stop anybody from going down and watching batting practice. You could go down there. You couldn't sit down there, but you could go down and watch all that stuff as it's going on. So I brought a couple baseball cards of my favorite players, Andy Van Slyke, Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, all these guys.
Keep that in mind, stacked.
Keep in mind, we're 16, 17 years old. We are not little kids on the rail. We're playing high school baseball. But I asked Barry Bonds if he wouldn't mind signing my card, and he said, F you. And that was look, when I watched
once in a lifetime.
When I watched him against Mark McGwire go head-to-head on the home run battle, I'm like, that guy told me to F off. Mm-hmm. Barry Bonds signed my cards. Bobby Bonilla, Barry Bonds told me to F off. But it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But he was a 40-for-40 guy then. He was a great baseball player, defensively, offensively.
Yeah, Barry Bonds is one of those people, before the steroids, he was already a Hall of Famer.
Right.
After the steroids, whatever. And I've changed my tune. Put him in the Hall of Fame. They were all juicing.
They were all juicing, yeah.
But consistently, he's not a nice person.
No. And he's known for that.
So I'm like, that makes sense. Bobby Bonilla, I met him in Disney World, could have been nicer.
Yeah, he signed the card. Andy Van Slyke signed the card. Sid Bream signed the card. There was a bunch of other people that I had, you know. I collected baseball cards. What can I tell you? You go to the game, you do that. So today on our question, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of people chiming in. First of all, everyone keeps saying, guys, Kansas City's from Missouri, not Kansas. Yes, we know that. Right. And then there's part of Kansas City that's in Kansas. Go there, ask them about it. Mm-hmm. They will tell you. That's one.
Screwed that up.
We know they're from Kansas City, Missouri. We're still just looking for a band from Kansas.
If we use Missouri, we could put Nelly in.
There you go. Everybody happy now? We can put in freaking Nelly.
So you're not a Jayhawk.
Miles, we left one band out of the Bay Area that we really should have addressed.
Steve Miller Band?
The Eagles?
Y&T.
Y&T. Right. Oh, you make my whole world go round.
Also from San Francisco. You still have that song, Mike, from Y&T?
Hey, which one?
Summertime Girls. Remember.
They got too many hits.
Yeah.
You don't know this.
The one.
No, it was a banger back in the day, man.
Back in the day, it was.
Y&T, they are, before I get murdered, they are a very well-established band. It just so happens that their biggest hit was the equivalent of We Built This City from Starship.
Right.
So their cheesy 80s metal hit. They don't do that all the time, but the one song that
they're not always cheesy metal. I just assume they were.
They are metal. I mean, I don't know if they were ever as cheesy as Summertime Girls, but that was basically the fun summertime. They had a little prog in them, but every once in a while they had a little metal in them. But when they gained notoriety, it was
on this.
It was because of Summertime Girls.
Wow, that tells you everything you need to know right there.
Turn us up.
Wow.
But they're having fun.
Well, sure. This song comes with hairspray and cocaine.
Yes, it does.
For the dudes.
Right. I should buy that single together. for the weekend.
You know what? Honestly, bro, we got enough coke. We need the hairspray.
Right. But a couple from the text here says, my wife and I went to Woodstock 99.
Oh.
They just had definitely a memorable experience.
I watched that documentary. That looked like hell.
It did look like hell, but I would also
imagine. But that wasn't the 99 one.
Which was that, 94?
Oh, because there was.
Which one were Limp Bizkit and, or, well, actually it was Korn that came out the first night, and people went nuts.
It wasn't 99?
I thought they had done the Woodstock a second time.
I think you're right.
And
I think
then
it was
they
92.
Went back. Like a third time or something.
And that's the one that descended in the case.
So many Woodstocks.
Either way, they're the same. Definitely memorable. Yeah.
But I went for the first Lollapalooza. At the time, I did not realize.
That's going to continue on.
Well, not that. Just the lineup.
Yeah, the lineup's
insane. The lineup the first 2 years of Lollapalooza was just a who's who of basically everything that I liked.
I got to see a lot of very good bands at Lollapalooza. I also saw Level 242. I'll just leave it there. Everyone else is brilliant.
Yeah, I am wrong. Woodstock 99 is the crazy.
That is the one that descended into chaos. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Someone here says, I had a threesome with two half-sisters who met up once a year to F each other for a week. I was the lucky boy in Lake Chelan. That was 30 years ago. Right. Still in the spank bank.
That's a good one. Spending my 30th birthday at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, man.
I'm just not going to do those numbers again.
No.
Six
no
chicks, 3 days.
you should put that on a shirt.
Some of them twice.
Did you do anyone twice, or were you just like, hey, give me something else? It's like tapas. Try something different.
I did not.
You didn't?
No, I explored the menu.
Okay.
Well, see, when I go to the buffet.
You did the menu sample.
When I go to the buffet, I get a whole plate of food.
Sure.
And I get a lot of everything. But when I go back for seconds, I get the best
of what was
I agree. I agree. The one where I go, hey, place. Man.
I got to get another one of those. You know, like, so I didn't know if you went back one more time. Just, you know, like you picked like the winner of your lottery.
I mean, let me rephrase that. Because when I went back for the birthday party the next year, I dipped back in.
Okay, but that's like going back to your favorite restaurant on your birthday. Like, you know what? I really enjoyed the lobster
last time. Did
she
remember dining? Did she remember dining with you the first time?
She did.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good.
Did she roll her eyes? Like,
she's been
oh,
to
no.
dinner a lot.
She had, and she was with obviously a very rich dude because they were like hanging out the whole night. And she like swims over, and she just looks at me, and I'm like, and she is smoking hot.
She swims over.
Yeah, because we're sitting by the pool.
Oh yeah.
Dennis's birthday when he was still alive. That's the only Sunday. That's the only day you're allowed in the pool as a male. And she's like. I partied with you. And I was like, yeah, we did. It was awesome. That guy was not happy.
Oh, of course
he wasn't.
No. Well, imagine being some super rich dude. You've paid all this money to have this arm candy and, you know, courteous. What do you call him? Curtison? Whatever. There's a nice word for it. On your arm. And he's like in the pool swimming with her. I'm just sitting there hammering shots of tequila. And she's like, I remember you. We partied. That was fun.
Did you go in the back room and leave him there?
No.
Oh, okay.
We were just chit-chatting.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our question, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Prague. The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our question, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. All right, Travis, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience?
Hello.
So, once-in-my-lifetime experience was I actually got to go to Antarctica.
No way.
Why'd you get to go to Antarctica?
So, I'm in the Air Force, and one of the missions that we do is we go down there to actually resupply the National Science Foundation and give them all the equipment that they need.
And are you flying out of what, the tip of South America? Is that how you get there?
We went through New Zealand.
Even better. And how much time do you get to spend there? Or did you basically just dip your toe on the ice and that was it?
As long as the plane doesn't break, you're there to dip your toe and leave.
So you're only there for the unload, and then you just take off?
Yep, that's about it.
So would you have wanted to stay there any longer, or were you good just saying, all right, man, I touched my foot on Antarctica?
I just dipping my toes enough for me. It's pretty cold there.
I was going to say, how cold was it when you were there?
I believe when I was there, it was negative 10.
Damn. Okay.
That's actually kind of balmy for there,
what,
I would imagine.
So I guess they just kind of what? The runway is ice, and it's just marked off?
Pretty much.
That's cool, man. Look, just to be able to see it, I would just like to fly over it and take a look at it.
I've always wanted to put my foot on Antarctica, and I started looking into it a couple of years ago, but I'll tell you, Travis, a few hang-ups. One, this is not an original idea, so the number of tourists going there now is kind of off the charts.
Right, okay.
So I've got to lose this, and I guess it's just kind of messing some things up there. It's not really well-suited for tons of people. And also, it started at like $12,000, so I'm like, okay, maybe I'll join the Air Force.
If you look at the way the world is, for an example, it seems to me like if, let's say you're in Cape Town, mm-hmm. and you want a direct flight to Sydney.
Yeah.
You just go straight over the bottom of Antarctica, or yeah, over the top.
Essentially, yeah, you'd fly over top, I think.
Would that be the route?
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to see it on the map.
You know
I'm
saying,
sure
like,
there's a reason.
That would be the shortest way, wouldn't it?
Or maybe if you fly from Australia to, like you said, to the tip of Argentina or something like that, it might...
I always
circle
thought you
always, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah I always thought right you had there. To go down all the way to, like, is it Argentina or Chile?
I think well, it's Argentina. I want to say that the farthest south town on Earth is located in Argentina. That does not guarantee that's where you leave from, but I think.
But as far as being
is.
On direct opposite sides of the Earth, yeah. like South America's here, Antarctica's here.
So yeah, like we do.
I want to, what's on the other side that you can fly over the top?
That's yeah, they probably do
Africa
that.
To Australia. That would seem to be the logical route.
Probably, but I'd rather just stick my foot on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but like I said, I was looking into years ago. It was probably 10, 12 years ago. I'm like, man, you know what? I really want to do this. So I started doing, and again, this was 10 or 12 years ago that it started at like 12 grand. And even then, it's not like something you do over the weekend. It was.
It's like a small icebreaker cruise ship, right?
There is that. There's a few that are the icebreaker cruise ships. I guess probably all icebreakers, given the circumstance. But there was one that will kind of take you ashore for maybe a six-hour excursion. And then when you're there, you can do things like either watch penguins poop, you could actually cross-country ski across part of it.
Interesting. Okay.
But again, I looked at the price tag, and I'm like, wow, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, that one, I don't know.
It's one of those things, because I go like, look, I do think it'd be cool. I mean, this is whatever's going on in the world politically, I've never cared, and I don't. It is my freaking planet. I would like to see the seven continents. Antarctica, obviously, is quote-unquote the most out of the way, so I kind of wanted to like get that one done. Because I can fly to Japan, go to Asia, we've been to Europe, you know what I mean, hit
Australia.
Africa. Right, all that kind of, although Australia, Jesus, man, we were talking to our boy from Australia, flew in earlier this week, and I was like, how long did it take you to get here? And basically he said door to door was 24 hours. And that's just to get to where you're going.
Yeah, that's tough. I would like to see it.
I'd like to see Australia, but again, I go, all right, is this something we have to do in retirement? Just the amount of time.
Correct.
Right, because you lose a day on either side, guaranteed. I don't know how long it would take you to acclimate to the... I don't even know if it would be the time change, just the fact that it's a different day as far as where your brain registers.
Yep.
I would like to see it, but then the flip side is I'm like, all right, man, it's been 24 hours, you travel to Australia, it's your once-in-a-lifetime thing. I would see one of those spiders and be like, get me the F off of this island.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, amigo bitches.
Hola.
Hey, you know, I had a pretty cool experience a couple of years ago. I went and saw Pearl Jam down in Oakland, California, and my brother was the fill-in drummer for Matt Cameron when he went down.
No
with,
way.
COVID.
Get out of here. That's crazy.
It was epic, man. It was so cool seeing my bro. He ended up doing three or four shows with Pearl Jam, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I got to ask you.
For him, too, probably.
Yeah, was he the drum tech?
No, he was not. He's good friends with Jeff Ament. They actually were in a band back in the 90s called War Babies together, and they were on Columbia Records, and then Jeff left War Babies and formed Pearl Jam. So he's been friends with Jeff for a lifetime, and does a lot of side projects with with Jeff.
He's got to be amazingly talented. But if you know, like, from what I remember about Pearl Jam is Eddie sits down and he writes a set list.
Right.
And if they're playing two or three shows, that set list, for the most part, is going to change every night. And Pearl Jam has a substantial catalog of music.
Yes, they do.
That they play live.
They're pretty famous for that, for changing up the set list.
Even with the home shows, I don't think they replicated a song. I think every night.
I mean, I'm sure they did a couple.
Maybe. Right, yeah.
You're Jeremy.
You got to play Even Flow, right. Jeremy.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying, as far as the body of work, and they play a lot of those songs, you know, where the Stones are going to go on tour. That set list is going to stay consistent for the most part the entire tour of the 20 songs they play. Pearl Jam doesn't do that.
And Pearl Jam, like, there was two shows. I heard the Friday show was more fun. But I went to the Thursday or Wednesday show, and they played some song. I guess they put out a song around Christmas every year that's never on an album.
All right.
I didn't even know it. I was with Miggs. He knew it and stuff. But, Miles, I'm with you. Like, if you're the fill-in drummer, do you even know that song?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah, or does Ed have to go, do you know this one, before he puts on the...
And Roberto, how much notice does your brother get that he's going to be playing with Pearl Jam?
He got, I think it was just 2 days' notice.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
And Cameron slays, too. I mean, it's not like you're stepping into a position where, you know, the guy that you're filling in for is a good player. I mean, you're talking about an incredible drummer.
Yeah.
So...
So what do you get 2 days' notice, and like Miles said, you're going to play. One, you don't know how many shows you're going to play with this. It depends on the condition of Matt Cameron, right? So you can't predict that.
Exactly.
That's one. Two, like Miles says, keep in mind, if you play more than one show, don't get comfortable with the first one, because we're not going to play any of that again. We're going to play something entirely different. So did he basically just lock himself away in a studio, put on headphones, and try to bang out every freaking song he could think of?
I believe that's what he did, yes. He spent... a couple of days just learning all the material. And, yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually going to see him tonight. He's playing down in the Soto with a band called Bad Scene, which is the guitar player from Fastbacks and the bass player from Concrete Blonde. They're called Bad Scene. They're playing tonight at the Sleight of Hand Winery Cellars.
Okay.
And then tomorrow at Slim's Last Chance.
Oh, nice.
We'll tell them to play Joey for us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Cool.
Damn, that is pretty cool, man.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
I just want you to think about this for a second, right? We've all had jobs where it's supposed to be day off, the phone rings, it's your boss, and they say, hey, man, Miles can't cover the dishwasher today. Mm-hmm. Can you come in? And you're like, God damn it, man. I said, fine. I will go in because, quote-unquote, I'll get the money, and Miles will owe me one, right? It's always that kind of thing. Now you're at home, the phone rings, it's your buddy. Hey, Jeff, what's going on? Hell, man, listen, Matt Cameron can't do the dishes for the next couple of days. Can you come in and play drums with us? I mean, just the thought of like, okay, well, one, this isn't like I'm filling in with my buddy's band in front of 200 people.
But it's also
playing probably like at the Oakland Coliseum. The show is sold out. There's probably several sold out. We know you don't know all the material, and honestly, we don't know what we're going to play, so if you could just listen to everything we've done for the next 2 days and be prepared, that would be great.
Ted, who was it? Was it a player for the 49ers or the Kansas City Chiefs? And he had been signed all year, and then he was on a family vacation.
And I think it was the 49ers.
49ers called
him. Right. He's in their defensive backfield.
But he's on vacation with his family.
Right, for Thanksgiving, because he wasn't signed to a team. I forget his name. But he was in the league for like 10, 11 years. Like,
right.
Good player.
But they called him on vacation. He's like, I can't come. Right.
So he told his wife, this is the guy, man, I can't remember if it was one of the sports show, like Dan Patrick or Cowherd. He was on there. And he's like, look, I was never home for the holidays. I tell my wife and the kids, we're taking a trip. So they're going on a Disney cruise. He said he's in line for the Disney cruise. And John Lynch calls him. And he said he just picked up the phone and said, you got to give me a week. I can't get out of this line. My wife will kill me.
Yeah, right.
Like, listen. He knows why John Lynch is calling.
And on this cruise, he did not drink. And he basically just said he spent the majority of his time not with his family in the room.
No. I think you misheard me. He said he wore out the treadmill, but he said he had a few extra tequilas and like ice cream because he knew he like...
Oh, it's over.
He's like basically in his own camp.
Yeah.
Damn.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-RUN.
I mean, you couldn't do it now at my age, like in any professional sport whatsoever. But if the Mariners called me up and just said, hey, we got this day game on Wednesday. We need you to coach first base. I'd be like, in. I mean, I think I could handle that.
I would, too, okay. But it's different if I – but keep in mind, for 10 years of your career – you know, your wife and your kids, they just don't see you on holidays because that's a big time, you know, for the league I'm in. And I have planned this trip, and as far as they know, I'm basically retired.
Correct.
No one's called me. It's past the midpoint in the season even, right? I'm not playing. We know I'm not playing. I promise you the screws. I don't care who you are. If your wife is there and you pick up that phone and she just gives you that look like, who are you talking to? Like, oh, don't worry about it, baby. It's no one important. Just once. Yeah. I guarantee you it's also like, look, I can be there, man, but I've got to go on the screws.
I'm not trying to be geeky on baseball, but if it is a home game, okay, the first base coach and the third base coach kind of exchange positions, so to speak, because of the positioning of the dugout. So when you're in a home game, the first base coach has its back for the most part to, as far as steel signals, all those things are concerned. Third base coach gets all that stuff because he's looking directly into the dugout and signals that to the guy on first. So, like, the
they shouldn't hire me.
Well, I know, but that would be the safest place to be. I'm saying, like, you don't have to give too much.
Right.
Logan Ryan. He's the Niner. Okay. Or he's the player for the Niner.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So I had a brother-in-law, I believe in 2010. He knew a couple that were out of town for the year, and we had a chance to pick up a few of their season tickets to the Seahawks, charter seats, at face value, which was awesome.
Yes.
So we went to a few games that year, and then we're into a wild card playoff with the Saints, and we get a chance to pick those tickets up. So we did. We go down there. We're about 12, 13 rows up on the 35, 40 yard line, you know, on the Seahawks bench side. I believe it was we were playing the Saints and it was the Saints goal, but we got to watch first year with the Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch, do that amazing run.
Yeah.
The Beast.
That's one of the most memorable moments in Seahawk, or if not NFL history.
Correct. Yeah, I didn't know it was that memorable until you hear about it, you know, a few days later that they're it set off the Richter scales. But that place went off. It was so amazing. I don't think I've ever been in a game or a different place where it was louder. and more energy in a building. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think some of the games that we saw that were pretty cool. We saw Brett Favre in the snow. Tony Romo fumbled at one point.
Brett Favre, that's Aaron Rodgers. The fail Mary?
He's playing for the Jets.
No, he's right. It was Brett Favre, and snowed here, which was unlikely. I believe it was a Monday night
or
game.
Or maybe Minnesota. I can't remember who the hell he's
all right, we definitely saw Romo fumble like right in front of us.
But that was a field goal attempt, right?
That was a field goal to win the game in the playoffs.
And I saw the NFC Championship with the Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers when they went to Detroit.
Nice. I mean, I hate to admit this because Washington lost, but going to that national title, when Michigan came out, like you're in there, right? I talked to you guys on the air. I said there was a lot of Michigan fans. When that running back scored that first touchdown and he's screaming down the field, I mean, that you could feel the ground moving in there.
I believe
that. And it was, unfortunately, one of the louder things I've ever heard in my life.
Damn.
Just for the wrong team.
Just for the wrong team.
But you still kind of get goosebumps like, all right, look, I'm not happy about it, but I understand.
And you're right. Even telling the story now, like it was, I hate to say it, it was cool.
Right.
But like it happened, and like my guy Cobb for the podcast is next to me, and I just elbow him. I go, did you feel? He's like, yeah, I felt like that was cool. I was like, yeah. I know, but
No, it wasn't.
One of the coolest things I saw, look, I'm not a Chiefs fan, but a couple of years ago, went to see the Ravens play the Chiefs, and as usual, they lost. They lost in overtime. It was a great game. But one of the things that they do in Baltimore during the national anthem is the second time they go, oh, everyone from Baltimore screams, oh. It's a tribute to the Baltimore Orioles because we call them the O's. And whether you're a baseball fan or not, it's just a Baltimore thing, right?
Yeah.
And so when you're out of town, you know you're going to drop this on the home crowd, kind of surprise them. So sure enough, there's a couple thousand fans there. You get the, oh, kind of a cool callback. So we're feeling good about ourselves. Well, what we did not know is that apparently in Kansas City, they have their own tradition. So when they get to the home of the Brave, the last line, it's home of the Chiefs. And I mean, dude, you're talking like 50,000 people. And I was like, that was actually pretty badass, man. Yeah. I even nudged the guy next to me. I was like, that was cool. He's like, yeah, man, get out of here with that OS. I was like, we tried, dude.
Oh. It's some of the once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Like, Miles and I have talked about many times. Like, it costs a lot of money. But we saw Prince perform at the Showbox Market.
Yes.
Now, it was awesome when we did it. But then once he dies, it's like, oh, man, that was a
it
once.
It makes it even cooler.
Yeah, and that, right, there's sometimes you don't realize you're going through the moment. And then on the bad side, like a lot of people would say their wedding is a once-in-a-lifetime
experience. Yes, it is.
And then you find out it's not.
Right? No, it's so, two or three times. Right. Also the Foo Fighters at Chillbox Market, to see them in such a small venue.
That was cool.
That was pretty cool.
Venue. That was
cool. My wife went to that Prince show because she was really pissed off at me about something, so I just bought her a ticket. I think you said the tickets weren't cheap.
He did two nights and two shows a night. So yeah, he did four shows all together.
You know, just go ahead, buy that ticket. Buy that ticket. Let's make it water under the bridge. I can't even remember what she was mad about, but like
something.
She was
I love it.
Pissed, man. Like for a week had been pissed. Arms folded kind of thing. So it's like
I wonder if she has something on reserve, just waiting to get pissed again, and then she'll drop that. So, you know, maybe
she doesn't need reserve. I will by the end of tonight.
No, I'm saying she will have a reserved idea of what she wants.
Oh, what show she wants
to
see.
Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna bring this up.
I know
up
he's gonna F up, but right. When he does,
when
I really,
do I want to cash
I really
this
like
ticket.
This $400 thing.
Right.
What was your once in a lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, fellas. I'm glad that Miles and y'all are geeking out on sports stuff because that's what my story's about. So, I met like John Hamm, Bert Kreischer, all them cats. But I grew up a super baseball nerd. And I got to go hold the flag on the field at the Atlanta Braves when they played my St. Louis Cardinals. I know Ted doesn't have a lot of love for St. Louis. That's fine. But
wait. You were holding the flag for the Braves, but your team is the other one.
For Memorial Day.
Oh, that's okay. Cool. That's that explains
cool. Because I'm in the military, sir. And so,
okay.
Are you from St. Louis?
I am from St. Louis.
All right. So, I mean, look, I might not have a lot of love for it, but you understand it. You're from there.
Yeah, the Cardinals fans, man. If you're a Cardinals fan.
I'll take you to the good places. You just got to, be fine with rolling through the ghetto every now and then.
Well, we have to ask you the very important question. What high school did you go to?
Good call.
Thank you.
So I went to Wentzville, but I also went to Northside St. Louis.
And the only people that truly hate you are Cubs fans, right? I mean, for the most part. As far, I know you guys have a great team.
Oh, yeah. But,
as far as the rivalry is concerned.
You know what Cubs stands for, right?
Is it arable?
Completely useless by September.
Oh, damn. Oh. that's pretty
okay. Good.
Oh, no, let a cow kick another lantern over and burn that city down.
Oh, like, damn. Wow.
Sir, I respect that. That's a good historical reference.
Jeez,
and for the record, one of my very good friends in Seattle is from St. Louis. Yeah.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.